Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 15th India-Japan Annual Summit during his visit to Japan to embark on two-nation visit this evening. Prime Minister says PM Jan Dhan Yojana transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rain over Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Uttarakhand for today. Jammu-Srinagar National Highway remains closed due to landslides. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un to attend China's Victory Day parade. And Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda qualifies for Grand Chess Tour final in the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Japan and China this evening. The Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. This will be Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. A report.
India and Japan have a long history of friendship rooted in spiritual affinity and strong cultural and civilizational ties. Both countries have seen significant progress in a special strategic and global partnership in the last 12 years. Trade between the two countries is currently more than $22 billion and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. During the visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges, as well as discuss issues of regional and global importance. The visit will consolidate our long-standing friendship between the two countries and give a new roadmap to the India-Japan relationship. It will also open avenues of cooperation and reaffirm India and Japan's shared commitment to peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from the 31st of August to the 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 15th of August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. In a social media post while sharing the glimpses of PM Jan Dhan Yojana, Prime Minister Modi highlighted how the scheme has transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. He underlined that when the last mile is financially connected, the entire nation moves forward together, which has been achieved by PM Jan Dhan Yojana. Mr. Modi also said the scheme has enhanced dignity and given people the power to script their own destiny. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from the 30th of September to the 31st of December 2025. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said this decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Earlier, the government had temporarily exempted the import duty on cotton from the 19th of August to the 30th of September. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens of Odisha on the occasion of the Nuakhai festival. In a social media post, President Murmu said this festival is a sacred opportunity to express respect for agriculture and gratitude towards farmers. The festival is enjoyed by wearing traditional Sambalpuri folk saris and dresses. It brings great joy and happiness to the people of Western Odisha. More from our correspondent.
Odisha hosts 13 festivals throughout the year, with Nuakhai being the most prominent in Western Odisha. The region has a dense population of tribal communities whose primary occupation is agriculture, which is why they celebrate Nuakhai. Nua means new and Khai means food. On this auspicious occasion, the people of Western Odisha offer the freshly harvested paddy to their respective deities. Goddess Samleshwari is worshipped in Sambalpur, Parneshwari in Balangir, Sureshwari in Sonpur, Shekhar Vasani in Sundargarh, Chandigarh and Manikeshwari in Kalahandi with offerings of the new crop met to each. The festival celebrates social bonds and strengthens family ties. People from various parts of the country return to their hometowns to partake in the festivities. Special rituals are performed at the Marsamleshwari Temple in Sambalpur. The more significant ritual of Nuakhai Juhar involves exchanging greetings with friends, relatives and well-wishers. With Asan Patnaik and Sukani Jena for Akashvani.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his wishes to the nation on the occasion of Nuakhai today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the festival serves as a reminder of the deep gratitude owed to farmers whose hard work sustains everyone. He also expressed hope for good health, prosperity and happiness in every household. Marathwada welcomed Lord Ganesh with great fervour. A report.
In Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar, the installation and worship of the traditional Gram Daivat Sansthan Ganpati was performed by leaders across political parties. This year, Ganesh Mandals are taking the initiative for a drug-free city. Also, various Ganesh Mandals are focusing on the One Mandal, One Tree campaign and cleanliness drive. In Nanded district, eco-friendly Ganesh idols are being installed at Deglur. In Bid district, Ganesh idols have been installed at 1,762 public locations. To ensure smooth celebrations, the police department has deployed 2,500 police personnel. This year, good rainfall in Latur district has brought joy and relief among farmers, adding to the festive spirit. In Dharasiv district, a unique book reading Ganpati has been installed at the Umarga by Professor Shyam Rao Raghunath Rao Chauhan Memorial Library. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Jammu and Kashmir, the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 remained closed for traffic for the third consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rains in the Udhampur-Ramban belt. Akashwani Jammu correspondent has filed this report.
The strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 remained closed for traffic for the third consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rains in the Udhampur-Ramban belt. Due to the closure of National Highway, our 600 vehicles are stranded at various places en route. The 250-kilometer-long Dhanli R-Weather Road linking Kashmir Valley with the rest of the country was blocked by multiple landslides at several places between Jakhani and Chenani in Udhampur district. According to the traffic advisory, movement of light motor vehicles shall be allowed on the historic Mughal Road subject to fair weather and good road condition after getting a green signal from Road Maintenance Agency PM. However, all the government and private schools, colleges, universities, coaching and tuition centers across the Jammu division are closed today for the fourth consecutive day as a precautionary measure. Jan Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Moderate to heavy rains lashed several parts of Andhra Pradesh beginning from Tuesday till Wednesday night and early hours of today. More from our correspondent.
First warning alert has been issued at Prakasham Barrage in River Krishna in Vijayawada with an inflow and outflow equaling 4.05 lakhs cubics. The state government has alerted revenue machinery in the wake of heavy rains in coastal Andhra, with orange alert issued by the Met Department for coastal Andhra under the influence of the low pressure area. All authorities have been asked to be ready for relief measures. People have been alerted in north coastal Andhra and undivided Krishna districts. With rising flood flow from upper catchment areas, people on the banks of River Krishna have been advised to be on guard as more than 4 lakh cubics of water is coming from the Prakasam barrage. People in low-lying areas have been asked to move to safer places and rehabilitation centers. Meanwhile, water levels in River Godavari, which is also slightly on the rise and is likely to reach almost the first warning level by tomorrow. People along Krishna, Godavari and Tungabhadra rivers have been cautioned. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Himachal Pradesh, the Met Department predicted that monsoon rains are likely to continue in the state until September the 2nd.
relief and rescue operations have gained momentum in areas which are most affected by heavy rains and landslides. Stranded pilgrims of the Mani Mahesh Yatra in Chamba district have been moved to safer locations. However, in regions of the district badly hit by heavy rains, relief efforts are facing difficulties due to disrupted communication and road connectivity. Even in Chamba district headquarters, power and communication services remain down, making it difficult to contact with the administration. Meanwhile, in rural areas of Kullu district, road blockages are causing distress to farmers and orchardists. In Kangra district, 110,000 cubic of water is set to be released from Pong Dam today, and the administration has appealed to people not to go near the riverbanks. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Uttarakhand for today. Isolated heavy rainfall will occur in Odisha, Vidarbha, Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. The department has also predicted very light to light rain for the subsequent 5 days over Delhi NCR. 26 foreign leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, will attend China's Victory Day parade commemorations on September the 3rd, China announced today. The presence of foreign leaders at the parade in what Beijing describes as the war of resistance against Japanese aggression in World War II has become a diplomatic spat between Japan and China after Tokyo urged world leaders to refrain from attending, saying it has anti-Japanese overtones. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda has qualified for the Grand Chess Tour finale. Pragyananda played out a draw in the final round against Levon Aronian of the USA to confirm his place in the GCT finals, securing a fourth place finish on the 2025 GCT circuit with 30 circuit points. In badminton, men's doubles duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, along with ace shuttler PV Sindhu, stormed into the round of 16 at the BWF World Championships 2025 in Paris. The 9th-seeded Sattvic-Chirag duo defeated Chinese Taipei's Liu Kuang-Heng and Yang Pohan 22-20, 21-13 in a 43-minute contest. In women's singles, PV Sindhu defeated Malaysia's Karupathevan Lechana 21-19, 21-15. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.7% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 615 points to 80,171, while the Nifty declined 174 points to 24,537 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, realty, IT and telecommunication were dipping the most, while consumer durables was bucking the trend. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading down. The mid-cap index lost 0.8% and the small-cap index decreased nearly 0.7% a short while ago. The Indian squad for next month's World Para-Athletics Championships was announced yesterday. The championship, to be held in Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi, from September the 27th to October the 5th. Three-time Paralympics medalist high jumper Mariappan Thangavelu was one of the notable omissions from India's 73-strong team, with 19 women led by star javelin thrower Sumit Antil for the championship being hosted by the country for the first time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit during his visit to Japan to embark on two-nation visit this evening. Prime Minister says PM Jan Dhan Yojana transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rain over Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Uttarakhand for today. Jammu-Srinagar National Highway remains closed due to landslides. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un to attend China's Victory Day parade. And Indian Grandmaster Pragyananda qualifies for Grand Chess Tour final in the US. And with that, we end the midday news.